BBC News with Jim Lee. President Trump has said he'll continue to apply pressure on North Korea to try to rid the peninsula of nuclear weapons. Following the successful summit between the North and South Korea on Friday, Mr. Trump said if it were possible, he would forge a deal with the North when he meets its leader Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks. The European Union's law enforcement agency says a cyber operation by eight countries has significantly harmed the propaganda machine of the Islamic State group. Europol says the campaign has dented IS's ability to radicalise young people. A United Nations agency is warning that the economic crisis in Venezuela is prompting people to flee abroad in their hundreds of thousands. The World Food Programme has called for a regional summit on the crisis and said Venezuela should allow in humanitarian supplies. The Russian businessman and oligarch Oleg Deripaska is to reduce his shareholding in the aluminium producer Rusal to try to get the United States to lift sanctions against the company. The value of the company has collapsed since it was hit by the most recent US restrictions. State media in Saudi Arabia say airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen have killed two prominent Houthi rebels. The private Al Arabiya channel said the Houthis' deputy interior minister was among those who died in the capital Sana'a. A journalist there reported Saudi jets flying low over the city. There are accounts of several buildings hit in fresh strikes. An elderly former police officer suspected of being one of California's most prolific mass murderers has appeared in court. Joseph James DeAngelo was formally charged with two murders dating back to the 1970s. Prosecutors allege he is the so-called Golden State Killer, who's suspected of carrying out at least 13 killings and 51 rapes. And in Ecuador, two ministers for the Interior and Defence have quit after failing to meet a deadline to arrest the head of a Colombian armed group blamed for recent attacks. BBC News.